Hello and welcome to week number 6 of Al Sirhan Podcast. This is Hisham Al Sirhan, and this podcast is to share my reflection of the world is open class. Today's topic is about the open educational resources and open courseware. This week's class started with a guest lecturer, Anna Kamintis, who is the author of DIYU, Do It Yourself University. And despite the minor difficulties that we had to establish the clear connection with Anya, she did talk briefly about the new trend in higher education and the role of open educational resources in providing the students with the educational material they need to use. She also answered several questions from the students in the class and stated that there are still some challenges and difficulties in the open educational resources movements. One of the things that she mentioned is about the issue of transferring credits and classes from different institutions or universities. In the second part of this class, each student has a chance to present one internet resource that provided useful contents or tools for learning or for learning or being used in a learning setting. All of these resources were selected from a long list provided by Dr. Bonk, and all of these all of the resources on the list were examples for open educational resources. For my turn in the presentation, I presented the website of the complete work of Charles Darwin online. I like this website because it included all of Darwin's written works and a lot of information about him, including his personal journals and diaries from his trip. The site provided both the original images of Darwin's works, complete works, and the books, in addition to transcriptions of these documents. There were lots of useful tools that can help researchers or site visitors to navigate in this website. And I think this kind of resources would be very valuable for someone interested in learning about Darwin's and his work. There were many other good examples presented by the student in the class, and I like, for example, the online dictionary and the free rice pages. By the end of the class, we didn't have the chance to share our summaries or thoughts about the reports assigned to our group. So for today's podcast, I will only talk a brief and give I will only give brief description about the report, and we'll try to share more details maybe next week when we discuss these reports in the class. The title of the report for our group is Giving Knowledge for Free, the Emergence of Open Educational Resources. This report was published in 2007 by the Center of for Educational Research and Innovation, and it's about 153 pages long. There were four main areas or topics this report focused on. The first one is to develop sustainable cost-benefit models for open educational resources. And also the report discussed the intellectual properties and copyright issues linked to the open educational resources. The third topic was about the incentives and barriers for universities and staff to be involved in the open educational resources movements. And finally, the last topic is about how to improve access and usefulness for the users of the open educational resources. This is only a general description of the report, and hopefully next week I will be sharing more details about each of the previous topics or issues. So for today's podcast, I talked about the lecture from Anna Kamintis, and the presentation that we have during the class about the examples of open educational resources, and finally I gave a little bit information about the report that we'll be discussing next week in the class. This is it for this week's podcast, and goodbye.